The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As many people, I like to watch old shows, and one in particular I like because I remember seeing it as a kid. And so when I watch it in reruns, I can actually visualize everything about it. And maybe you've seen it too. It's the Beverly Hillbillies. And it's a story, well, actually, it actually relates to Christians today, believe it or not. I'll get to that in a second. First, if you haven't seen it, the opening song tells almost everything. Come listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day as he was shooting for some food, up through the ground came bubbling crude. It showed Jed shooting his rifle, and the bullet missed the squirrel or whatever it was, a raccoon, and he hit the ground, and came some black stuff. And then the singer actually says, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. California's the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly. And they actually were showing the old truck that he had. And it was an old beat-up truck. It had spoke wheels, like on a wagon wheel. I remember that vividly. And Jethro was driving it, and Granny was on the rumble seat way in the back, and stuff loaded around her. She was looking around, and it was a fun show. And it put it in contrast. They moved into this beautiful mansion, and they had the beautiful entryway with the stairs coming down. It was neat when Ellie Mae would come down with her blonde golden hair, smiling, wearing a dress. She wanted to change, but no one else did. Granny, she always had her hair tied up back. Uncle Jed was in his old clothes and his old hat. Jethro, he'd always wear the old torn shirt and jeans. I think they were jeans anyway. What I remember about Jethro is he always tied up his pants, not with a belt, but with a rope. I always thought that was cool. And so I did that as a lot as a kid. But then when I got married, my wife said, no way will you walk around wearing a rope to hold up your pants. And she took my rope away. Then they put that in contrast with the banker, Mr. Drysdale, who lived right next door in another mansion. And of course, Mr. Drysdale, he wanted to keep tabs on his $90 million client. Well, his wife, Mrs. Drysdale, hated them because they lived like they were still in the mountains with their foods, their talking, their way of thinking. But she wanted to live in the mansion. You know, it really is kind of profound because it kind of says, for us, how often is it that you may change location, but do you change your mindset? Sometimes people are able to move up and get better houses, but do you continue to keep the old mindset? Or the reverse can happen. I've seen this, where people are all of a sudden plummeted into poverty. Do they keep the same mindset they had before poverty, or do they start living desperately like life owes them something and life has been cruel and they're angry and hatred? It really kind of tells who are we when life situations can change, which is really true about us as people who are blind. It's something my mom always pushed. Just because you're blind, Dave, doesn't mean you've got to live like a poor pauper. She didn't say it that way, but in so many words, you are my son, you are special. And that's what she always tried to impress. There's a Bible verse that talks about that. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. You know, when Jesus gives us his spirit, when we believe in him, he's actually transforming us, moving us from one spot to another, from a sinful way of living, from a sinful way of thinking of the world, got to get it whatever I can for me, and it's all about me, transforming us to we are sons and daughters of Jesus. We're his children, and we can live like that. And the one that comes to mind, I just got an email from her a little bit ago, is Wanda from Lower Alabama. I saw this transformation happen to her. She came, this was back, 2008 or 2007, came to the Christian Blind Institute when we were holding that. And she was very discouraged and despondent. Life had really, well, she had lost her sight, lost her husband, lost her job, lost her house, and people were treating her like a poor blind person, and she was treating herself that way. And in the Institute, we talked about how we are transformed. Jesus sees us as something different. He sees us as his children, and not looking at our outward circumstances. He sees us as something precious, valuable. And as the week went on, I could just see the change in Wanda. And ever since, I've chatted with her several times and visited the outreach center that she had. And again, the transformation had changed. She no longer was living in the life of a frustrated, disappointed, discouraged, despondent person who had lost everything. But instead, she saw herself as a child of God, special, a princess in the eyes of Jesus. And she started living that way. Still lives that way. Treats herself that way. And really, that's what we all can and should do. We are relocated from the kingdom of darkness to the wonderful kingdom of his light. I'm quoting Colossians 1:13 there, into the kingdom of Jesus. And so we should see ourselves and view ourselves that way and then live like that. Not like the Beverly Hillbillies who change location but keep on living the same old way. Instead, we can live well. Now, I did mention the opposite happens sometimes, where people lose everything and then live frustrated, angry, disappointed. That's the world's way. Instead, we as Christians are transformed. It's not about our circumstances. It's who Jesus sees us as. And he sees us as a redeemed child of God. And because he spent his life, giving his life on the cross for you and me, he sees us as valuable, worthy, and full of his goodness as he pours down on us. When we start to live like that, it transforms our lives. And that's what this verse is saying. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. How do we renew our minds? Well, we renew them by studying God's word, which we're doing here. And this verse in particular says we should see ourselves as Jesus sees us. We're transformed. We're his children. And hearing his word each and every day, as you can, helps us to live like a child of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you took us from our poverty, which we call, the Bible calls, sin, and brought us into your kingdom so that we can live like princesses and princes in your kingdom. Lord, help us to view ourselves that way at all times and see that you're always with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. But bless us and help us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. And always you can write me. It's at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.